Hey, welcome back to Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio podcast. I'm just having the greatest time doing these interviews. Today we welcome Jennifer Eggert. She's from Regulars Wanted, which is a great little coffee shop on Main Street, Julian, a little farther down Main Street. So we're going to talk to Jennifer about Regulars Wanted. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for coming.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do these two. And just for the record, I'm the co-owner. My husband is Christian Eggert, and he is a founder co-owner of Regulars Wanted
Too. I meant to say that. I'm sorry. But you're in front of your lovely face is in front of me. So there are people who come to Julian every few years, like maybe there's those that come every month, that come every couple of years. So there may be some people who don't know Regulars Wanted exists. So for those people who are longtime Julian people, let me tell them, if you remember Lou's, the coffee shop, and then after that it was Granny's and now it's Regulars Wanted. So mm-hmm. for those of you who know those places, it'll pop in your head exactly where this location is.
Right by the gas station.
I was just going to say, and for those of you who don't know and are traveling down Main Street, it's just before the gas station. And if you're coming in from Lake Cuyamaca area or down from Up Banner, then it's just past the gas station. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, first, I'm interested to know. I know that you guys were visitors to Julian first, and then that inspired you. So how did you get the inspiration to open a restaurant in Julian?
Yes. So try to make it short, but essentially, my husband Christian and I had always wanted to do something together. In 2018, we took a year off with our son and our two dogs, bought an RV, and drove around the U.S. and Canada for 11 months.
So cool.
We, sampled food. So a lot of the foods we bring to you is from our trip, actually.
So cool.
And so Christian's he went to culinary school in Cambridge. And so we've always wanted to do something, and I'm heavy with a business background. So we always wanted to do something together. We bought the name Regulars Wanted over 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Like the URL, just mm-hmm. because we figured, we sell on hot dogs, t-shirts, whatever. We just want regulars. So whether you come up here once a year or once every 5 years or every month, you can be a regular. You don't, or you can be an irregular, I guess.
But, we'll take any kind of regular that you'll give us.
Yeah, and so we had a cabin up here. We would come up occasionally. Christian's third generation San Diegan. He would come up here as a kid all the time. Loved Julian, of course.
Sure.
So when we finished our RV trip in 18, or at the end of 18, we decided to just basically move from San Diego full-time into Julian, and then Granny's Kitchen came for sale. We started investigating that, and it just started rolling, and it all kind of worked out. So 2.5 years ago now, May of 2019, is when we took over the shop.
The location.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about your menu and what people can expect when they come to visit you?
Of course. So we really have a three-tiered business. So it's coffee, and we go down to San Diego twice a week to pick up Virtuoso Roasted. It's organic free trade coffee and tea. So we're trying to serve the community with really just better ingredients.
Sure.
And so the coffee, we have the second tier of our business, or however you want to call it, is our bakery. So we have one main baker, her name is Sophie. She's very skilled at doing gluten-free products where you wouldn't know if they're delicious, muffins, cookies, quiche. We also can put any of our breakfast sandwiches on gluten-free bread too, side note. And then our third tier is our kitchen. So we have a full breakfast 6 days a week. We take Wednesdays off. And for those who have been with us for the last 2.5 years, that has been absolutely inconsistent, and we apologize. So we've just been trying to figure everything out, the market, the tourists, the locals.
And COVID.
So everybody
understands. Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, our kitchen is only closed on Wednesdays unless someone is sick or out or, something comes up. So
sure.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Awesome. So as a customer of Regulars Wanted, and the other thing about it is apparently I have a very large mouth and talk about how much I love Regulars Wanted. So one of my favorite things sitting in my office here at Town Hall is anybody who just wants to be nice brings me either a peanut butter cookie. Yes, or the cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. People literally show up here. And I guess now you have them a little bit smaller.
Both.
Okay, so someone brought me six of the small ones.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, do you have any idea the fact that I can sit here and eat all all six of these today, hence the size of my jeans. So,
there's a retired nurse, her name's Karen. I hope she wouldn't mind, but she's 80. Well, won't say her age. Anyways, yeah. She buys 30 peanut butter cookies once a month. She eats one a day. And she says it helps her keep her weight on because she's very, like, she's just
teeny tiny. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's trying to keep her weight, maintain her weight. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. So I ship her 30 cookies to Carlsbad every month.
That's so cool.
I know, she just orders it online.
And that's part of the thing about regulars, right? Yes. So yes. I just think that's really cool, and it to inspire people. Now, my daughter-in-law, my son bought a house in Julian, and my daughter-in-law's go-to place. I mean, she eats there all the time. So the regular thing, really, I think once someone comes and tastes what you're offering, they're going to find something mm-hmm. that they're infatuated with and then become a regular.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, for us, we're the opposite of fast food, I guess. Sure. And this is what I tell all our new hires when we start. In fact, we just onboarded a new person yesterday, so it's fresh in my mind. So we talk about the fact that we're slow food, opposite of fast food, where mm-hmm. we don't have machines. It's humans. Humans right. in the kitchen. Humans hand, touching everything. So it's very labor intensive. It does take a little longer. Our grill is tiny. Your guys's, whoever's listening, home kitchen is probably bigger. I'm not kidding.
No, it's a small kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's teeny. And so, and we don't put preservatives, right? So it's hopefully, it's worth the wait, but mm-hmm. sometimes you will have to wait a little bit longer
sure.
For the quality ingredients that we're consciously putting in.
Well, you would also hope that those that are visiting Julian are here for the relaxation
sure.
and the slower pace of a small town.
True.
So.
True.
Yeah, unless they've got a 2-year-old.
And
it is what it is. So yeah. Totally get that. I had a thought that I was going to ask you about. What about the weekends? Is there anything
yes.
you do different on the weekends?
Thank you. Yes, we do. So we had gotten a lot of feedback initially because our tiny kitchen, for how long it would take for the weekends because the traffic triples, quadruples sometimes.
Sure.
Right? And so we changed. We have a back room all the way in the back of our restaurant. Beautiful view, actually. Hope you can come check it out one day. but anyways, so we set up like 4 chafing dishes. We call it a chuck wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, like, the cook will come in the morning. She'll get everything ready. We'll do biscuits and gravy from scratch, French toast from scratch with eggs and bacon. We'll do 2 egg plates, avocado toast and quiche for the vegetarians. And it's ready to go. You don't have to wait. You do have to wait in the sense that you have to get in line to get to buy,
sure.
like to get a ticket. Sort
sure,
of.
Sure, sure.
And then you buy your coffee, your pastries, your ticket food, and then we will just bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not waiting. So it's still all of our high quality ingredients, organic eggs, our sugar cured Duroc pork bacon, our back bacon. So it's all the stuff that we use during the week, but
mm-hmm.
we just can't take the time, unfortunately, to make sandwiches on the weekends.
Sure.
Because then it takes up grill space and
yeah.
all that. So that's the trade-off. So you get your food faster on the weekends that way.
But you have to make your own dang sandwich off the food on your plate, which my husband has a master's degree in. I'm not kidding. The man can make a sandwich out of any breakfast food.
Perfect.
And also, for those listening, I have eaten the Chuck Wagon more than once, probably more than twice. And as a local, I don't get up here on the weekends as much.
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazingly good.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
A great breakfast.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you. Thank you.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it really helped everyone. So, it helped us with, building more revenue because then we could take more people.
Sure.
And the people weren't upset because they weren't waiting as long.
They were going to be regulars because they had a good experience.
Yes. And then, but we're super open to feedback too. Like, someone just, gave us some really good feedback this weekend about how to sort of change the biscuit situation because they were kind of getting hard. So, we are open. We listen. That's maybe sometimes we change a little too much because we do accept feedback and we try to roll
right.
with it. So it causes some inconsistency. And before I forget, I just want to thank any visitors, local or tourists, for just for your loyalty with us, for sticking with us.
Mm.
If we've messed up 1 or 2 times in the beginning and you let us go, please come back. Because now we've kind of, had almost 3 years under our belt. And I think it's a better experience now.
Sure. And then the other thing I noticed that you have done to accommodate those who might have less time is your grab and goes.
Yes. Thank you. So we started that a few months ago because we were losing, just with COVID and stuff. So losing people, staff, like they would be sick or whatever. So we came up with, just hot items that we could put in the refrigerator, we can quickly warm up. So we would do mini quiches with gluten-free crust. We would do our RW dogs, D-A-W-G, which were just hot dogs rolled up in Sophie's cinnamon roll cinnamon roll dough, but not frosted, of course. So that was...
Someone's now going to ask you to frost a hot dog. You wait.
And then, breakfast burritos, like sausage and bacon. I'm experimenting for the vegans with a chia seed coconut pudding. So making that with honey, vanilla, coconut milk, and it's just like a quick grab and go, $5, and you get your, and then we put a little fruit compote on the side.
That's so cool. So what I'm hearing from you, which I think is great and will hopefully contribute to longevity here, is changing when necessary, learning from your experiences, not coming at it like so hard and this is the way we're doing it, and really learning and growing with their community and with your customers. I think that's important. I think it's good for people to know that you're working to constantly grow and change and accommodate and be a great place for people to visit.
Just being adaptable and saying yes when we can, like, it's all about that. I tell my team, like, hey, if our customers are happy and you guys are happy, we're good. Like, we'll grow, we'll make money. You know, we're still in we still haven't turned quite the corner on the profitability, but we're close. So we're still heavily investing in the business. Because that's just the nature of the first couple of years. But we're certainly growing the top line, and that's looking great. And so it's like, if we can keep the employees happy, customers happy, everything else naturally usually comes.
Right. You said something earlier that sparked a question in me, and that is that you go down twice a week for coffee.
Every two weeks.
Okay. Because I was like, I was just trying to figure out, like, is it that fresh? Let's talk about that. Since I brought it up, we might as well talk about it.
So we go down, or Christian goes down on Tuesdays, picks up the coffee from our roaster. They're very specific. They want us to rep their brand properly, so they'll come up in the beginning and shop us, you know, like, just come in, hey, they'll order an espresso. So they're very, very big on quality, like QA stuff, and we are too. They've been huge supporters of ours. If we forgot to order something, they've been nice enough to drive it up here for us, or meet me and Ramona. I mean, I know the owner personally now, and call her whenever we have an issue. I will tell you, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago now, we went through 29 gallons of milk.
Oh my goodness.
In one single week. It was 6 days, actually, because I was like freaking out, going, oh my gosh, why are we having to go to Jack's every 5 minutes to buy more milk? And we offer almond milk, coconut milk, and oat milk, and we have a lot of those clients. So imagine the fact that we did 29 gallons of whole milk on top
of all of the other varieties.
And a lot of it was hot chocolate.
Oh, sure. The weather.
Yes. Yeah. And so, but I was like, because when we first started, we were pitching milk because we wouldn't have enough customers.
Sure.
They would expire, or I'd call Philip and be like, hey, you want the old milk? He's like, sure, I'll take it. It's only a day expired. Yeah, I'll take it. Oh my God. It was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Or he's a local. So anyways, that's how far we've grown.
Sure. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've had some stories. We've had some, oh, geez, I don't even know if I should talk about it. Like, a fight broke out in our restaurant the first year. Like, we had an incident in the bathroom. Like, it's just, you could write a book about this.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. It's basically, you're dealing with humans. Yes, so human things happen.
And I love it. I think it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, people are like, are you? Wow. You know, yeah, I could tell some stories, but maybe the PM radio talk show.
The after dark. Let's talk a little bit about the environment. You have three different seating areas. So let's start with outside and talk about what that looks like.
Yep. So there's about 20 chairs. Five tables total on the patio. Super dog friendly. We love dogs as long as you just keep them on a leash and you know, not disturbing and not tripping people or whatever. So big time dog, we're our dog people. We even have free dog treats, so you just come inside, grab one on your own, and no problem. We have dog water bowls, so we put those out if you need them. on the inside, of course, with environmental health, we can't have the pups, you know,
inside,
come
sure.
in. And then we have, we're trying to get people to form the line outside, even if it is cold, unfortunately, because it is pretty small. And fire safety is 40 people max, 44. So then inside, like the front room inside where you order, there's a big main table where a lot of our locals come in 5 days a week, not kidding, and sit down and talk for
together,
hours.
Sure.
I
right.
mean, like from like 8:30 to sometimes 1.
And just so you know, and I'm sure you've heard it from others, that is a long time history of that location.
Yes,
so
yes,
the cool thing is that those people still feel like they have a home there.
Yes,
yeah, because
yes.
that place, I've been here 20 years. Well, I'm exaggerating. I've been here 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there was a big table when yep. I first moved here. And so that's what people, so congratulations to you that the locals still feel super comfortable coming in, sitting at the table.
Yes. A few of them voiced that they were nervous because we were changing the spot of the table. So it used to be closer to the window.
Right. And it used to be round.
Now it's rectangle. But no, everyone's adapted to that. No problem. And then in the back room, I think it was something Lou added at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So there's additional, I would say 20-ish chairs
yeah.
back there as well.
Mm-hmm. With that great view, like you said, overlooking
yeah,
the pretty trees. You almost feel like you're in a treehouse.
Especially in the winter
yeah. mm-hmm.
with those, if it snows
mm-hmm.
and in the back there, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we see wildlife around there.
And that's where the chuck wagon is.
That's where the chuck
yeah.
wagon is. Yep. And then we have a single bathroom for customers. That is in the teeny tiny kitchen and
right.
the barista area.
Right, very cool. I hate when I do this. I have like something else in my head that I was going to ask you about. But in general, let's talk about one more time so people know. And just so you know, and I tell the listeners as well, I will have your Facebook and your Instagram.
Okay.
And are you? You have a website, but like, is it
yeah.
activated, like
yeah.
up to date? All right,
yes.
So we'll do that. And is there any other avenues? Are you TikToking
We're
yet?
Starting. In fact, Alex and I are gonna shoot a video after this today.
Uh-huh.
Just a silly one.
Sure.
He wants to do like a little, anyways, flare. So
okay.
That's coming.
So then I can also put your TikTok info
yeah.
on there and. Mm-hmm. Again, you are at the end of Main Street, the opposite end of the stop sign. And if you don't know, there's one stop sign. So that's it. So near the gas station. You also have some colorful chairs outside that...
orange chairs.
Yeah, that people will recognize and know they're
yes.
at the right place.
Right. And then, also we do provide a locals discount
awesome.
Because a lot of our locals, they come in, like I mentioned, 4 or 5 times
sure.
a week. So we reward them.
Yeah.
We're doing 3% off for cash. So cash discount basically.
Sure, yeah.
So if you're a local, you get 15 plus the 3 if you use cash. So
it's
18,
practically free.
Practically free. You know? It's like, and then I wonder why we're not profiting. We treasure our locals. We want them to come back, and it's been an interesting learning experience.
That's,
but so much support from
yeah,
the community.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
like it's blown me away.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yep.
So, is there anything final that you look back on this conversation that we might have missed out that you want to make sure if someone hears?
Just that if there is something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I would just beg you to have the courage to tell
sure.
one of us.
I'm not very courageous that way, so it does take courage. Absolutely.
It does.
Yeah.
But that we won't freak out, especially if you tell me,
yeah.
I will listen, I won't get mad or anything. I want to know. And that's how we get better. So that would be it. And then if we messed up in the past and, whatever, like happy to correct it or do whatever.
Come
we
on,
need
give
to
us
do.
Another try. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate talking to you. You're lovely, and I enjoyed this last 19 minutes of talking with you.
Thank you.
All right. See you at Regulars Wanted.
Okay. See ya.